Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, how can you turn that music down? You hear it jamming. How can you not get excited about a midday show when work starts at 10 o'clock and work ends at 12? I mean, you can be sad when work ends at 12. But come on, people, it's not that simple. But I like to make it sound simple. But I love what I do, people. UK Vince has been nice enough to wait through the commercial break. Facebook Live, we're enjoying it. People, feel free to send in your comments and questions. I'm on Facebook Live. We're going live through the breaks nowadays. You know what that means? I'm growing up. That means I remember.
You get to watch us deliver coffee to Maven.
I appreciate that, Brian. I hate asking for coffee in front of people.
No, you're good.
And I just asked for coffee in front of Facebook and the millions of viewers.
It worked.
Hey, we're going to talk about that in 1 second. UK Vince, thanks for joining me on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Marcus? A caller called in a little bit ago, and he was talking about, you guys were talking about Romeo Langford, and Romeo Langford is nice. I got to see him personally play. Nice guard. But I haven't seen any, and I keep up with college basketball recruiting. I mean, that's my wheelhouse. I haven't seen anywhere where he's a top, like a number one prospect. I don't find anywhere they even have him top three. Most of them right now, the consensus is about five. He's definitely number one shooting guard in the country. He's very smooth. He's going pro. And from everything that I read, every indication, and of course that ain't an exact science, but every indication just has him going to Louisville. And my question is that with Darius Perry you got right now, you got Ryan McMahon, you already got two top 30 guards, or actually top 35 guards, coming in for next year. And more than likely, I put my money on that Romeo's coming as well. With that many guards, who's the odd man out? And do you think the team might be possibly getting a little bit too guard heavy? Thanks for taking my call, and you guys have a great day.
No, Vince. Thank you. Thank you for that call. Thank you for that emotion that just came out. Vince, I believe that you answered every single question that you asked in your own delivery of that question/statement. Brian Hall, did you hear that call?
I did. He asked if we were going to be guard heavy.
He said, no. No.
I heard that he thinks he's going to go to Louisville.
Let's go back to the beginning. You see what just happened right there, people? That was UK Vince who just called in the phone. I hope you could hear it clear. His first statement, I haven't seen anywhere where Romeo Langford is number one in anything, right? Mm-hmm. You know what he said less than 7 seconds later? I mean, I know he's the number one shooting guard in the country.
Yeah.
You haven't seen where Romeo Langford is number one in anything? And then you say, well, he's the number one shooting guard in the country. That's the point. You want to know what else just happened? Because we're all guilty of this, right? The year that Kentucky was supposed to go 38 or 40-0, right? You know what we did, Brian? We said, okay, if y'all don't go 40-0, it's a disappointment.
Yeah.
Right?
38-1.
Yeah. Listen. So UK, I'm as guilty of this as you are, but you called in, so I call you out on this one, right? Now, if UK Vince called me out as a Louisville guy and said, hey, Marcus, you remember that year we were supposed to go 40-0? And you know what the Louisville fans did? They set the bar so ridiculously stupid by saying, you know, if you don't go 40-0, then you suck, right? And Louisville fans said, no, you said 40-0. You printed out the T-shirts of 40-0, and we're holding you to that, right? So what UK Vince did just now is said, oh, well, everybody knows Romeo Langford's going to Louisville, right? So when Romeo Langford decides he wants to be the man at a terrible Indiana, right? You know what that turns into?
What does that turn into?
Oh, Coach Pitino lost another one.
Lost another one.
Another local kid. going somewhere else because they know Coach Pitino's son. That's the setup of the century.
But his recruiting classes have been great lately.
That's the point, Brian. That's the denouement of the argument that is Courier Journal and Jeff Greer. You almost did what UK Vince just did. Set the bar like Langford is already a Louisville commit, and it's up to you to keep him. No. Romeo Langford is one of the best recruits in the country.
Everybody's after him.
So if you got him, that's going to be a steal. That's going to be a big get. That's not going to be a loss if he goes somewhere else. And that's why I'm telling you, if I'm Romeo Langford's parents, I'm sending him away from here. I'm sending him to Indiana. I'm sending him to Duke. I'm sending him to North Carolina. I'm sending him somewhere else. Let me calm down on that one. I got a little carried away on that one. I'm not guaranteed to send him away. But I'm not relying on my fandom for Louisville or wanting him to stay home or, you know, just I'm not going to feel like he's going to dominate anywhere. So I'm going to just send him to Louisville because he's a one and done. Like, this takes so much more intricate detail in the recruiting decision than he's a fan of Louisville. So if he doesn't go there, then it's Rick's fault. Like, that's ridiculous. And I'm not going to participate in someone setting the bar at Romeo's already going there, but and if he doesn't, it's a loss, or it's a black eye, or it says something. Because you know what that does? I'm going to tell you what it does before it happens. That takes away all the credibility of Rick Pitino's 2018 recruiting class. Anthony Simons is tearing it up. He has jumped up 30 spots. If there were 30 spots to jump up, Romeo Langford has jumped up 30 spots in this summer.
Yeah.
I said Romeo Langford? I meant to say Anthony Simons.
I know. Yeah, he went from like 75 in the 247 ones to top 30.
Right. Courtney Ramey and Anthony Simons, they're the premier guards of the summer. So you know what you got to do? You got to say Bowen, BJ, Simons. You know, like these kids that Rick has grabbed, they're going up. The momentum is going upwards. But as soon as you start saying he lost a top recruit that he already had delivered, then you start coming up with a narrative that can take away from the success of Rick, of the assistant coaches, of Jordan Fair, of Kenny Johnson, and you start working backwards, just like the 40-0 year. And I'm not going to let that happen. And anybody who says, if you start saying that you think Romeo is going to Louisville, you don't know what you're talking about because you're not appreciating the decision he has in front of him moving forward. And I'm telling you, you don't like what I'm saying as a Louisville fan. You do not like what I'm saying, but trust me, people, you almost don't want them problems. Yeah, I said it. The reason Rick Pitino goes after his type of guys is because he knows better than anyone you don't want them problems unless you got an extremely humble kid. VJ King, the VJ King experiment doesn't work. You know why the VJ King experiment doesn't, you know why it's working? There's two reasons. Donovan Mitchell and VJ King are the two reasons the VJ King experiment is working. You know, with these shirts, these Louisville slogans, be humble, be hungry, right? VJ King is humble and hungry. He didn't come here as humble and hungry per se. You know what humbles him? Dang Adele, Donovan Mitchell. If Dang Adele and Donovan Mitchell wasn't killing him in practice, he would think there's only three reasons I'm not playing. The coach don't like me, the coach don't like me, and the coach don't like me. Unless Donovan Mitchell's giving it to me in practice. And Dang Adele's giving it to me in practice. Now, when Donovan Mitchell's giving it to me in practice, and then he goes out there in summer league, and he's giving it to the rest of the world, that helps VJ say, oh, so it wasn't just me. Right?
Yeah.
That kid's really that good. Dang Adele's really that good. but you got to be humble to appreciate that. If Romeo Langford's not humble, if his parents aren't humble, then it's the coach's fault. It's the university's fault. It's somebody else's fault if you don't succeed to the level of expectations in the first year.
Well, I think Louisville, too, has gotten to a point where, like you said, we're getting those elite-level recruits now that, you know, one recruit is not going to make or break us anymore.
Right.
And I do think that the reason that Louisville is in this mindset is because he is right across the river in New Albany, and we see him as a local kid, and we think that he's mainly ours to lose.
Right.
And so
because he's local. And we heard he was a fan.
But it's funny, intern Jack just kind of walked back here, and he goes to IU.
Right.
And he has said that they have the same feeling up in Bloomington right now, that he is a local kid.
Yes.
And that they think that they should land him because he's a local kid, just like Louisville.
Yes.
And I explained to him, I was like, well, if you ask most people who live in New Albany, you know, some people say, hey, yeah, I'm from Louisville. Because it is so close.
Right.
They literally are a 15-minute ride across, you know, 10, 15 minutes right across the river. And, you know, Bloomington's a two-hour ride. But because he's from the state of Indiana, Indiana has the same mindset that Louisville fans do.
Right.
He's ours to lose because he's a local kid.
Right. Right. So, and take that a step further, people. Like, you have to appreciate his parents are in a position to have, okay, Romeo Langford at Asari, Indiana, they'd love him forever just because he went to IU in a rebuilding process. Romeo Langford, and again,
I use that school that you were referring to earlier where he can go and he can be the man.
That's my point. That's my point, people. Like step outside of Louisville. Be his parents and not just on the court, right? Romeo Langford goes to Indiana for 1 year. And listen, cover your ears if you don't like it. I wish everybody could cover their ears and just let this seep into what I'm saying. If he goes to Indiana 1 year and goes lottery, and it gives Archie Miller. It gives Archie Miller one credible recruit, and it starts rolling. Do you know what the new era of Indiana basketball is? The Romeo Langford era, right? Because he re-energized the recruiting. He showed faith in Archie Miller. And in 1 year, Romeo Langford is a Indiana national treasure. Romeo Langford has commercials in every corner of the state of Indiana. He becomes our beloved son of Indiana. In Louisville, basketball is like he's involved in the war, right? Like if he's a fighter, like you come to Louisville and you know you're in this Kentucky Louisville fight, you know, like that's a fact. If you go to Indiana, it's a love fest, right? It's an Indiana statewide love fest. Now, these thoughts, people, they disgust me too, right? I would never say this to him. I would never let him hear Midday with Marcus Maben where these conversations are being had. But I want you to be his parents. He can be the mayor of, you know, he can be the governor of Indiana in 10 years with just a simple move like staying local. He gets owned by the entire state, every corner. Now, if he goes to Purdue, then he's in a fight. You know, half of Indiana hates him. Half of Indiana loves him. But Indiana as an in-state school kid, it's legendary. And I hate saying it to you, but it's a fact. It's 100% fact. And I'm telling you, the positives of even Louisville not getting and I'll say this. Brian, you made the comment, you made the statement that Pitino was getting the top notch.
Yeah, he's in the elite, market for elite, all the elite level.
Yeah, recruits. Now, here's the difference where we're at. He can develop athletes into players, right? Mm-hmm. But the difference between the top level athletes and the top level recruits is where we're getting guys with the je ne sais quoi, right? Mm-hmm. Just the it factor, the Quentin Snyder, say what you want, but it's different in the clutch. When you start getting the Romeos and the Anfernees, these are guys who can go ISO in the clutch, where you don't rely on the Rick Pitino drawn up motion, the complicated plays, the guys who really have it. Again, people, these are scary thoughts, but I'm not going to spend this time setting the bar ridiculously high, you know, for the recruits in the upcoming season. I'm just telling you, there's plenty of benefits to not getting, you know, your guy. It's funny, people. The side note that's going on the screen right now is the Tour de France, right? People, I hate the Tour de France now. I was in France, and I said something about how the Americans dominate the Tour de France, and they almost kicked me off the bus. The basketball players on the team were literally going to jump me on the bus for saying the Americans dominate. In hindsight, probably should have kept my mouth shut. Alan, thanks for joining us on Midday with Marcus Maben. We're back on track. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Marcus? I just want to challenge you on your thoughts on Romeo Langford. I don't know if you're saying he's the easier route would be go to Indiana or go to a school in Indiana, but I just think you have an unproven coach at Indiana, and then you have the caliber that Rick Pitino has and his whole history. I think Louisville will be the more attractive offer. I agree with you.
Why? Why would Louisville be the more attractive offer?
Because I think we have a great recruiting class coming in this year, and if I think we're going to be as good as we're going to be, I think Romeo Langford could. I'm not him, so I can't say what he would think.
No. Be empathetic. What do you want if you're Romeo Langford? What do you want out of life right now? Where do you want? Do you want to be 365 days from the start of basketball season?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a Louisville fan. I was raised a Louisville fan. Right. I mean, I love Louisville. If I had his talents, I would. And I saw the potential talent that was coming in.
Would you be looking for the easiest route?
No, because if you're Romeo Langford, you didn't get as good as you are looking for the easiest competition on the court. Romeo Langford was probably, I don't know his story, but Romeo Langford was probably a kid playing with grown men in street ball. Like you don't get talented like that looking for the easiest road. And so I think he would look at that and he would say, well, Donovan Mitchell is doing what he's doing. And I've seen Ray Spalding, and I see all these other people that competition. And then you have Perry coming in saying he's going to be the best defensive player, in the ACC conference. Like if I want to better myself, I would not saying that I'm not knocking Indiana's talent. Indiana could have, that coach up there, I think his name is Frank something. He brought in two top 100 recruits. I think the competition level is good there, but I think Louisville coming in this year has a really good competition level. And I think competition-wise, coach-wise, conference-wise, national stage, I mean, and then you got the best fan base. Like, you got the best fan base in college basketball. Come on now. I think if I was on your length, but I think I would take the Louisville route. I would. I really would. And I just want to challenge you on that, because Indiana, they have an unproven coach. You don't know how good he's going to be. I mean, you can look at his track record at other schools, but you just don't know with that. But with Rick, you know what you're getting into, and I mean, you're right there. You're literally, you could run to campus from where you live, probably. But yeah, I'll listen, man. Thank you,
Alan. You challenged me on my Romeo Langford position. Challenge accepted. Alan, I asked you to be Romeo Langford. The one thing you can't do when I ask you to be Romeo Langford is refer to the University of Louisville as we. To be empathetic, you have to go into second person or, you know, third person or whatever. You get the point. You have to change your personal point of view. If you're Romeo Langford, Alan, I'm sorry. You're not looking for the toughest route, right? You go through your first 16 years of life in basketball, and your parents make you take the toughest route, and then you start taking the toughest route until you can smell the money. Alan, when you smell the money, you're not looking for more obstacles, right? We're talking about that real money. Alan, when you say an unproven coach, do you know what unproven coaches do? They go get a five-star number one shooting guard, and they say, everybody get the ball to Romeo. Unproven coaches who bring in studs, they let their studs go to work. Rick Pitino is proven. You know what he says? Everybody got to earn it. Archie Miller is in no position to say everybody earns it. He has to treat his golden child, his golden recruit, Romeo Langford, like a golden child, like a golden recruit. That's what he has to do. You're not looking for competition when you're the number one shooting guard in the nation. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go where there's two more outstanding shooting guards because that's where the most competition is. Alan, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm not saying you were being disingenuous, but an unproven coach has to play his stud, and he has to get the ball to his stud every single time. Coach Pitino doesn't have to do that. A Louisville fan base, yes, we have a bigger arena, better facilities, all that. If you restore Indiana to prominence, if you bring Romeo Langford in, and you win a Big Ten championship and you go on to the NBA, it's a different kind of following. We're talking about championships at Louisville. If Romeo Langford wins a Big Ten title and gets busted in the second round, he can still be the mayor. That doesn't elevate him to mayor status at Louisville. You have to fight through something different at Louisville to be a made man. Trust me, I know. Oh, you get the point. Let me move right along. Alan, challenge accepted. And then, it was one more point I wanted to make, just so you know, Alan. He's not looking for more competition at the two guard spot if he's the number one recruit. The unproven coach has got to let Romeo Langford shoot the ball every single time he touches it. And number three, do you know how many crappy teams are in the Big Ten? Like, don't get me started naming how many cakewalk wins. You know who's considered the cakewalk win in the ACC basketball? Boston College. Brian, who's the second worst team in the ACC?
Second worst?
Yes.
It's arguable, I think.
Let's say Pittsburgh.
Okay, we'll throw Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh had four players, NBA talent.
Yeah.
They had the number one grad transfer in the country on these teams. The second worst team in the ACC will go dominate anywhere else. The ACC is inarguably the toughest conference in basketball. Inarguably, not arguably. That's asking for trouble if you're Romeo Langford. You got to be damn arrogant to come to Louisville. You got to be so confident. Like you or you just got to love it. You got to love it. Guy who looks for a challenge is guy who's been disrespected his whole career. Marcus Maben comes to Louisville and sees ballers and says, "I want to play here against some ballers because I had to disrespect the recruitment," right? Chip on your shoulder guy looks for the challenge. Not guy who's already positioned as the number one shooting guard in the nation. That just doesn't happen. Let me get to these phone lines. Sorry about that. Bobby, thanks for holding on 93.9. What's on your mind? Bobby there?
Yo, Marcus, it's Todd.
Todd, I'm sorry about that. We'll find our producer later on. Todd, Fort Wingler, what's going on?
Phone's ringing off the hook, Todd. Sorry about that.
Man, you can't be more wrong.
I'm listening.
Have you forgotten the fan base in Louisville? So here's the deal. When you've got a player that grew up in a town, especially.
Oh, no. Todd.
Gone to Louisville camps.
Oh,
he's gotta
no.
go here.
Oh no, Todd, you gotta. Todd, please go to.
Try one more time, real quick.
Yeah, Todd. Okay. Start over, Todd. Your signal was kind of breaking up. Give us that one more time.
So, you got a kid that's grown up here. He's gone to Louisville camps, and the fan base wants you. You talk about being mayor. If you're good, if you're nationally ranked, come to Louisville.
Todd, listen, man, I appreciate the call. Let me tell you, people, okay, you know what that was?
Are you trying to send Romeo Langford off somewhere else? You can't pawn off Romeo Langford.
I knew that's
right
what
now.
it would turn into. People, what just happened, right, is you ever see a kid who's out there cussing in the schoolyard, right? This kid that's out in the schoolyard, that's me. I'm the guy out there with the little 10-year-old with a filthy mouth out here arguing, yeah. Talking back to people and talking crap, right?
Yeah.
And Todd, that caller, people, was like a guy who knows me. It's like when your mom shows up and everybody's quiet now, but you still out here running your mouth, right?
Yeah.
Todd, he gave me that was a chastising for people who don't
Marcus,
recognize that.
You're doing this in the wrong place, man. This is Louisville community. Yes. Man. You can't come here and do this.
What Todd just did to me was check me in front of all my friends. Right? Todd was like my dad showing up and saying, "Hey, you need to get to the house now," right? Todd's gonna ridicule me. But Todd, listen, we're gonna have this argument some more, and I don't want to feel like I made Louisville inferior to Indiana, because they're not. But there still has to be something said about state school support versus basketball.
All right. So
five, four, Colt. That is Louisville. The basketball culture.
All right. Well, here's my question. Okay. So.
And call us. Hold on one second. I'm going right to you.
If you go talk to Romeo Langford and you ask him where he's from, is he going to say Louisville or is he going to say Indiana?
He'll say New Albany.
You think he will? Because he'll try to. Because a lot
no,
of the smaller.
You rep New Albany.
Yeah. A lot of the smaller. Yeah. But when you look at IU and you look at Louisville, I think he says, you know, Louisville's more. My hometown college than IU.
Yeah.
And so he sees Louisville more as staying home.
Yes.
No. He sees IU as going away,
which is
like I did. I saw WKU as going away, even though it's in state and but it was an hour and a half away.
Right, but you still have to appreciate Louisville basketball cult
mm-hmm.
versus IU nation. Right? Yeah. Like I'm not taking away from the Louisville situation, but I'm just saying you could be the king of Louisville. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you
being
you
the
do
king
know,
of Indiana.
You know that the local kids get more praise. I mean, you know, just because they are the hometown heroes. I mean, you look at our football teams, Brian Brown, Michael Bush, guys like that got more praise because they stayed home and they took our team to new heights.
Okay, somebody like, let's just say Teddy Bridgewater. Right?
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater
stays and goes to Miami.
Should be the king of Kentucky. Yeah. Right? Will we agree that every single Kentucky fan, last week we talked about who would you trade, you know, to have a Kentucky player? Like, who would you give away? You would give Russ Smith away to have Jamal Mashburn. You know, mm-hmm. like we made those trades, right? Kentucky, you ask a Kentucky fan. If you could have, like, what would you give away? They'd give away Rex Chapman to have Teddy Bridgewater. You know, I mean, you get the point, right? Yeah. What I'm telling you is there's been Louisville guys who should be kings of the state, not just kings of the city, keys to the city guys. Daryl Griffith should be celebrated as a Kentucky legend of the state, but it's almost like you have to go to Kentucky to get Kentucky recognition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Louisville. But, I mean, if you ask Griff, he'd rather have it this way, right?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, when you start thinking like parents and you know, like today's day, it's all about brands, you know, things like that. Like a king of the state, Daryl Griffith should be king of the state. And that's just a perk that I would say Romeo Langford would get if he went to somewhere like Indiana. And this is me just thinking like a parent thinking about a LeVar Ballish.
Yeah. I just think that Louisville fans would still embrace him like he's the hometown kid.
Stop saying Louisville, because we're talking about Kentucky versus Indiana.
Okay.
He can't own the state of Kentucky as a legend, right?
Yeah.
But he can own Indiana as a legend. Agree or disagree? Let's go to the phone lines. Give you a second to think about it. Priest, thanks for joining me on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Marcus? Oh, man. What are you going for, man? We're trying to keep them out here, man.
Right.
Don't do us like that,
right.
Man.
Listen, I can hear it in your voice today, man.
I understand what you said, though, man. But we want to keep them out here now, man. I think the basketball guys are shining down on us, man. We're gonna come back, man, even stronger. And if we get him, man, it's on. We got, hey.
Priest, I know that. You know I know that, right?
Let's say all positive vibes. We know that he can take the easy route, but no, take the hard route, be proven, and go into the league. We got to get him in so we can start being competitive and stay competitive. We've been competitive.
I was going to say, did you just say so we can start being competitive?
I mean, stay competitive, but stay at the top, man. Come on, man.
There is no threat.
What happened with us, man, we deserve it. But what went on with us,
I agree.
Rick deserved it. He deserved it. He's never broken the rules, and for them to do him like that and then to tarnish us like that, man, I believe we're going to come back even stronger and better than we were before. So let's keep the good momentum going. Anthony Simons,
right,
and Ramey's a good, he's a assist guy. So we get dude on there, we can play him on the wing.
Right.
We'll put a small forward, you know. Let's play, man. You know, let's get the ball. There's enough balls for everybody there in Louisville. Come on. You're going to work hard. You're going to be able to play defense. You're going to be able to move your feet. And you're going to be a solid scorer. Come on to Louisville. Let's start putting them in there like we put Donovan and Roser. Let's keep the ball rolling, brother. Keep the ball rolling.
No, Priest, I appreciate the call.
Sounds like a preacher.
When I heard him take that breath, it was like, I know. Like, I wanted to hug him through the phone. And I want, right now, people, like, this is how I feel.
You got a lot of people riled up. They think you're trying to push them off to
Everybody
IU.
Who's listening to me right now. Like, if I could see you and I could give you a hug and I say, listen, I know it hurts right now, but I'm just preparing you for the reality of the decision. That's what I'm doing, people. The reality of the decision. Philly Carl, thanks for joining me on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
Look, you ain't going to like what I'm about to say, but you know I always keep it 100. And the callers, I'm going to get all your callers riled up. But your original question was, put yourself in Romeo Langford's body, what would you do?
Yeah, but you be hating, Carl. So
no, I'm not,
make sure we ain't hating on this one.
I keep it 100. I keep it 100.
Right.
And I'm going to keep it 100 today. I would go to Kentucky. Now, I'm not saying
Listen,
Marcus. You said it. If I was in Romeo Langford's body, I need you to look at the last 7 years of UK basketball and the players is going there. The celebrities are at the games. Cal don't really teach you how to play defense or nothing like that. So if he's going to play for Rick, yeah, he's going to learn how to play defense, this and the other. But you said put yourself in his body. And if you put yourself in his body, he's going to want the spotlight. He's going to want the exposure. He's going to want to go to the NBA next year. So I'm just answering your question honestly. You will come back because you're a Louisville guy. We know that. But if you say put yourself in his body, looking at Kentucky in the last 7 years.
So why not Duke? So why not Duke over Kentucky?
Or Duke. That would be the second choice.
You try to send everybody to Kentucky. You smell like Calipari perfume every time you call with your takes on Cal.
Do you know how bad I want Romeo in Villanova? But I know it'll never happen. Do you know how bad I want him to go to Villanova? But it'll never happen.
I know that. And you know what else will never happen? Kentucky.
What?
Listen, I appreciate the call, Philly Carl. I got to roll along. He's not going to Kentucky. And Carl, you send every single recruit to Kentucky, and I know what you're saying, but I'm telling you, man, like that one, Philly Carl, you agreed with me that they look like crap in the USA in the Olympics. First coach to lose in 10 years in the under-19 and under-Olympics, right? I'm telling you. There's a difference between going somewhere and just being on TV, but looking like unorganized. people that really not learning the game. When the commissioner is coming at Kentucky about their lack of development, and we're not talking about two-year development. We're talking about the development over 1 year. You can go outside of Kentucky. You would shine more in Indiana than Kentucky. You'd be the rebirth of Indiana basketball. You don't need Kentucky like Indiana and the NBA needs you to go to Indiana. College basketball needs you in Indiana. Kentucky's not the conversation, but Philly Carl wants to force every single. He smells like that Calipari perfume all day long. Madison, thanks for joining me.
On 90.
Oh, thanks for joining me, Madison. What's on your mind?
Okay, I want to preface this by saying I understand, and I'm not, what I'm about to say isn't any kind of knock on Louisville or anything either, not trying to push Romeo Langford away, because obviously we would love to have him here. But if I am Romeo Langford, I am going to IU.
I'm listening.
And here is why. Because you were talking about how if you go to Louisville or if you go to Kentucky, you're automatically in that battle between the state. If you go to IU, you win the state. I totally agree with you on the whole Romeo Langford era thing. You go, you dominate for a year, and you go to the league. And I personally feel like if I'm Romeo Langford, I've worked my way up. I'm the number one shooting guard. I don't need any more competition. I'm trying to get to the league, especially after my experience in Egypt. So
right,
that's what I'm trying to do. And another point that I like that you pointed out was he would get more shine at Indiana than he would Kentucky. And I feel like if he wants to get to the NBA, see, the thing is with these stars, they feel like the only option for them to be able to get there is Kentucky. And it's like, no, it's just really not. That's just what they've made it out to be. But see how you were talking about BJ King earlier. He is a rare breed of that humble and hungry, willing to sit. You know, he came in 5-star McDonald's All-American. A lot of people expected him to be one and done. And this sucked dealing with why he wouldn't get in playing time.
Right.
But
right.
When they see him make the jump he's about to make from his freshman to sophomore year and then possibly do what Donovan did and go win the lottery and dominate in the summer league and
right.
possibly, you know, start dominating the NBA, I don't care. I'll have those arguments all day. So as far as, you know, if he comes to Louisville, because I do not think by any means that it is a foregone conclusion.
Right.
If he comes to Louisville and he doesn't, if he does kind of like what BJ King does, because Pitino, you know, has that clout to be able to tell him, you know, you got to earn it or whatever.
Right.
Then great. But the chances of that happening are very, very slim. And I feel like if I'm him, I'm trying to be a one and done to try to get my money, try to get to the league. I'm already the number one shooting guard.
Right.
Let me win the state of Indiana and let me go on and get this money. That's what I'm thinking.
Listen, I appreciate the call. That was your Madison Minute. She always brings it.
And she just kind of agree with you?
Yes.
She might be the only one.
She 100% agreed with
you. Cherish it right now.
She
might be the only one.
And people, it'll be like the Ben Simmons experiment. Like, think about it. We, every single day, we watch Ben Simmons play basically by himself.
Yeah.
And everything he did was when IU doesn't win, it's Romeo needs some help because he's a monster. When they do win, Romeo Langford has reestablished dominance for Indiana basketball. Welcome back. People, I'm sorry. It hurts today. We got to take this medicine like we're supposed to. Uber Andre, thanks for joining me on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
Marcus Maven, I haven't even had lunch yet. I turn on the radio, you know, it's flying Brian Hall's birthday.
Yes.
Shout out, happy birthday,
happy
Brian
birthday.
Hall. And I'm on my way to Wendy's and I hear this discussion and I'm like, what is Marcus talking about? Now today, before the summer months, great topic because you knew you'd get people's attention and you got mine. So let me just say this. First, Romeo Langford, no matter where he goes or what he does, he's a one and done.
Agreed.
People, do not sleep on Malik Williams. He is going to be a matchup nightmare. And if he plays defense and the light comes on and he gets hungry, there's a very good chance Malik Williams may be Rick Pitino's first one and done. But no matter what Romeo does, he comes to Louisville, he's one and done. Romeo can sit the bench, only play 10 minutes a game. Romeo is one and done. It doesn't matter. You're not messing that up. It doesn't matter what you do. You can't mess it up. Okay, now look. You talk about winning the state of Indiana. Are you serious? Indiana! Listen, He's right across the bridge in New Albany. His parents can come right over to Louisville, you know, get something to eat, walk right to the Yum Center, have a great time. You got to go to Bloomington. Marcus, there ain't nothing in Bloomington once you play the game.
That's the point. You don't even have to worry about Watterson Expressway traffic. Uber Andre, I appreciate the call. What I'm saying makes sense. It's a fact. We got to deal with it. Mike, thanks for holding on 93.9. My man, what's on your mind?
What's going on, big man? I'm going to tell you straight up, you are absolutely right about what you're saying about Romeo Langford. I was talking about something. I don't know if y'all saw it yet, but I was in Indianapolis over this weekend, and the biggest thing in Indiana right now is that the Indiana Pacers, really, they don't feel like they can win, but they're saying they got Victor Oladipo back. That's what everybody's happy about. If he goes to Indiana, he's literally going to be one of the greatest players that ever played in Indiana.
I know. I know. Listen, Mike, I appreciate the call. I know. Louisville fan, are you challenging my credentials? You listen to me. You know I'm right about this stuff. I don't like saying it. I don't like discipline. You know, I don't like giving out corporal punishment. But we have to be Romeo Langford's parents today. We have to explore all the options. We have to acknowledge that Rick gets a different breed of player. So if you get Romeo, you can appreciate how special he is as a human being, how special his parents are as humans. The loyalty, the commitment, like you learn something about them when they come to Louisville. That's why you get your Donovan Mitchell. That's why you get your VJ King. That's why you get your Damian Lee, your Trey Lewis. You get these guys because they're a different level of special. But if you lose them to Indiana, you lose him to a different world, like a different type of achievement. Maybe a little outside of basketball. Rick would be the best move for his basketball development. Coming to Louisville might give him 15 years in the NBA as opposed to 4, right? If he goes to Indiana, maybe he gets 4 and washes out. He comes to Louisville, maybe he does 2 years, but he has a 20-year career. It's easy to say, oh, well, I'll definitely do 2 years because it's not your money, right? If you can go get $3 million in a year, right, and have the chances of making about $8, $9, $10 million, you know, in a couple of years and then go do something else, but you get that money in a year, or you can take the deferred payment, the Bobby Bonilla contract, which is like Rick Pitino. Give me 2 years, and I give you a career training day. Eric, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
Okay, Marcus, I've been listening to what you're saying, and I do agree with what you're saying. Like, with what you're saying is true. But the one thing that we don't know that's been, you know, it's been reported he's a Louisville fan, but you don't know. You know, there's different types of fandom.
Right.
There's some people that are like, I want, you know, like if I was Romeo Langford, I love playing basketball. Now I wasn't, you know, I'm not no number one shooting guard anywhere, but I love playing basketball. If I was to that level and I had all these different schools recruiting me because of my love for Louisville, no matter what it meant, I would want to go to Louisville and be at Louisville. And my parents would probably hate me because they're like, well, you can get the money if you just go here and then go there. But I love Louisville, and I would go there. So if he's that way, then it would be the right decision for him. But if he just is like, yeah, Louisville's all right, you know, then there's not necessarily the need for him to be at Louisville. Obviously, we want him because he's a local guy.
Right.
I remember meeting Rajon Rondo at the 05 Derby Classic.
Right.
Me and my dad. We met Rajon Rondo. He was in all red. We walked up to him, and my dad said something basically to the effect of, you know, I wish we would have had you here at Louisville. And he didn't say anything, but he just turned and gave this longing look, like, you know, I wish I was too. Like, and he was in all red.
Right.
Some of these, it just depends on the type of guy it is, how much they actually love the university. If Romeo Langford loves Louisville, then he's going to come to Louisville regardless of what else is out there.
No.
But if he's us, like, you know, Louisville's all right. They're good. They're my home school, but it's not that big of a deal. Then he may go to IU and be able to do what you said.
Right. Listen, Eric, I appreciate the call. And people, this is coming from somebody who signed with Tennessee. You hear me? In case you don't,
yeah, I heard you.
In case you don't know, people,
I did kind of want to give you hell about that earlier.
Signed with my state school.
You wanted to be the face of Tennessee.
You damn right, I wanted to be the face of Tennessee.
But then what'd you do? You went to Louisville, and then you were the face of Louisville. Way to go! Thanks, Marcus, for coming to Louisville.
Oh, my point's blown out the water. Steve Rummage. Oh my God, what is he doing on the phone line? Wait a minute, before we take this call,
I think he's fired up, and I think he's going to give
you
a piece of
his mind. Should I take
this
call though, Brian?
I don't know. It's your show. I'm just living it, you know?
Listen, the problem is he's on vacation. You know what? I'm not sure if I want to take this call. Steve Rummage is on vacation, people. And this is a executive decision. Maybe I don't take this call.
I think you give him a time limit and you say you got 2 to 3 minutes to get your point.
Steve, you're supposed to be on the beach. You're supposed to be doing all things. That's not radio. Yeah. Steve Rummage in the building. Steve, how's PCB?
Well, first off, you're right, Marcus. I am supposed to be on vacation. I'm supposed to be sitting on this balcony, looking at the ocean, enjoying my time, but I'm sitting here listening to one of my best friends. All of a sudden, what do you mean? You signed with Tennessee, went to Louisville, but graduated from IU? What the heck, man? What are we doing? What are we doing out here today? Come on, man. This is a celebration day. The Courier Journal's UK beat writer wrote an article that stated, "Well, we didn't want him anyway." I mean, this is a celebration.
Wait a minute, Steve. Please elaborate on that, Steve, because you get to spike the ball on this one.
Here's the thing, man. We told you, listening to this show, when Calipari had Romeo Langford in Egypt for 2 weeks, and everybody freaked out, and me and Marcus Maben sat back and said, "This is a good thing. This is not a bad thing. Let him do it." When he comes out of this, watch the narrative begin to be wrote that, well, Romeo's just not a Kentucky guy. Kentucky's not for everybody, you know. I mean, and Romeo, so we told you that was going to happen. And this morning in the Courier Journal, you know what, Courier Journal, if you're going to let UK beat writers write some more stuff like this. Thank you so much for allowing this to happen, in allowing this to be wrote. And today, the UK beat writer in the Courier Journal writes an article within the title, "Kentucky's Not for Everybody," talking about Romeo Langford. Marcus, we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. I love it.
Steve, I had to let you go on air. No, Steve, listen. We appreciate your narrative. What are you doing down in PCB? Like, paint us a vivid picture of your vacation right now.
I'm sitting on the balcony right now with my feet up looking at the ocean. I worked out a little bit this morning because, you know, I got to do what I got to do.
We were on the phone while you were working out, too. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We had there was a lot of things that needed to be discussed. So, I mean, look, the midday show's making a lot of moves. So, we got to talk even when I'm on vacation. When you're doing what me and Marcus Maven are doing right now, vacation, you still got to work, man. Look, there is no vacation. We grind 24/7. That's how we do. I think that's how they say it. So,
No.
Yeah, but no. It's great, man. And I'm eating great. Are you kidding me?
So, that's why the working out is mandatory. Well, speaking of eating, you know, there's this little thing that one of my ex-favorite football players likes to do. Like, there's this little feed me gesture. You know what I'm talking about? That our favorite player likes to do. It's just convenient. You happen to be out of town. You happen to scram for the hills. Ezekiel Elliott, Steve.
Well, what happened was he's still a child, Marcus, and I don't think that we should come at a child who made a bad decision in a nightclub. Now the other stuff. Look, hey, if the other stuff comes out true, the domestic violence stuff, then shame on you, Ezekiel Elliott, and I won't even make jokes about that.
Right.
Shame on you, and he should be punished for whatever comes out
of
that.
But punching somebody in the face stuff, in the bar, man. it's just young guys.
The bar fight. I mean, he's just a kid. I mean, you know, kids being kids, man. Look, I see people fighting. I almost got bumped into me sideways last night. And my goodness, I think the whole Big Blue Nation decided that they were going to come to Panama City. Because I'm scared down here, Marcus. I'm scared for my life. Like, there's one too many popping up. And a couple of them have gave me a couple side eyes like, I know who you are, man. And it's
Steve, are you down there wearing your Ville/93.9 apparel?
Every single day. I have four red 93.9 The Ville cutoffs.
Oh, good.
That I wear
gracious.
To the beach. I have four separate ones that I'm wearing to the beach every single day because you know what? At the end of the day, man, hey, and we're getting some love too, by the way. Shout out last night, man. I was at Pineapple Willie's. Guy walks by, and I'm sorry I didn't get his name. I told him I was going to say it, man. Guy walks by and says, hey, love the show. Love you and Marcus, man.
Whoa.
It's a great show, great product. He said, I listen every day. He asked me if I was going to be calling in this week. So whoever you are, thank you so much. We appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, get back to it, man. You feel free to call in every day of the show if you gotta call me out on my Indiana IU massage fest that I just gave out on this Tuesday.
I will be calling back. And shout out to Lonzo Ball. Hey, don't be taking anything away from my man, man. Shout out to Lonzo Ball. Big Baller Zone, baby. Appreciate it.
Steve Rummage, get back to it, man. I appreciate the call. Listen, people. What is that man doing calling into the show on vacation? Did you just hear Steve Rummage talk about being down in Florida at Panama City Beach and a guy coming up to him and saying, loves the show? How good does that feel to be recognized?
It's great.
That far from home?
It's great because I'm about to go to Orlando for vacation next week. And Orlando Larry's already said we got to meet up.
Wear your 93.9 The Ville gear.
He said he wears it every day, and he runs into at least one or two people who listen to the show.
Derwin Webb of the Webb Firm. Mark his commercial. Mark his name. You call him for your legal, questions. 502 Cafe is going national. They'll be franchising pretty soon. Get in early. Call the advertisement line of Midday. I'll give it out on my Twitter page. People, thank you so much every day. Always a blast. 8150 93.9 is always the number. I love it on 93.9.